Just to pick up on a few of the sort of details that sort of flew by yesterday, one that struck me and I was talking with Ed about was a slide looking at distant recurrence.
Yes.
And how it dropped after 2 years. Can you kind of explain that?
I mean, I saw it, but I can't explain it. I mean, the hazard rates, if anything, appeared to get better for trastuzumab the further out you got.
Right.
I think what that reflects is that if you look at the distant disease-free survival curves, while it's very early, and I would emphasize this because we have very few patients who are 4 years out in either of these trials, and indeed relatively few who are 3 years out, you almost get a sense looking at these curves that there's a plateau for the trastuzumab.
Yeah, it was like if they escape in the first couple years, but if they don't, somehow
yes.
you control it.
If that's the case, that's astonishing as well. We've never seen that in any adjuvant trial that I'm aware of. I mean, a true plateau.
That was a weird-looking curve.
And, you know, when one looks at disease-free survival curves like this, of course, one always needs to ignore a fair amount of the right part of the curve just
right.
simply because there's so few numbers. But if that maintains, that will be a truly exciting change for us.